The exhibition displays numerous signposts on the walls, which used to be installed in the area of the national border crossing points in various periods. Some of them were painted or even crossed out after Slovenia became independent. Among the many stories preserved in the museum, there is one connected with two newlyweds, who were being photographed in front of the railway station. Janis Cupan and Mara Mochnik met during their studies in Ljubljana. Later, Janis, who was against the Yugoslav regime, moved to the United States of America. After a few years, he asked Mara's father to give them permission to marry. So he returned from the USA to Gorizia, where Mara lived. She had moved there from neighboring Solkan, which was in Yugoslavia. The only chance that his young relatives had to appear in the photograph with the newlyweds was to stand near the national border. Meanwhile, his parents were not allowed to do the same, and they just silently walked along the station. Thus, they could see the newlyweds, who later moved to the USA. In 2007, they returned to this place after more than 50 years and took the photograph that you can see under the original one on the board, under number 18. Subsequently, they celebrated their golden wedding anniversary on the nearby Kostanjevica. Their photo shows an interesting inscription. A temporary border. It is referring to the fact that after the Paris Peace Treaty, the state of Italy did not recognize this border as the final one, but insisted on a temporary border, a border not yet defined. Only with the Treaty of Osimo in 1975 did the Italian state recognize this border as final.